Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM, joined by Neil Delamere and Colin Murphy. Let's give these gentlemen a round of applause, everybody. Oh, they're great guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're clapping ourselves.
Yeah. But you can't hear, there's loads of people clapping.
Oh,
you just don't have headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Come on, I wouldn't do that to you.
You would.
I would.
You would and you have.
Yeah. I would and I have.
No, but I our live podcast shows.
Boys, welcome along. It's good to see you.
Hello.
Happy everything.
Happy you.
It's
the new
time
year.
Of year. We still have to say those.
Stop saying that.
But there's a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm thing where Larry David's in the gym and a woman says Happy New Year and he's like, and he does a lot of things. He just goes, I think the boat might have passed on that. It was like the 4th of January, so here we are on the 7th. Do we still say it? I don't know. I haven't seen you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, if you haven't seen somebody and it's the first 2 weeks.
Okay, what happened? Oh, I was going to say, where's the cutoff point, though? Because if you haven't, say if I haven't seen Colin, I see him in March.
Mm. Has he been in a coma? Because if he's been in a coma and he wakes up, and you could probably say it then. Is that the first thing I'd say?
No.
Depending on how long he's been out for.
Yeah, that's the first thing you want to hear when you go, Happy
New Year! What year is it?
Yeah,
if you've been out for a long time.
What year?
Boys, we'll get on to the TV show, because tonight on RT at 7 o'clock on the RT player, RT1, RT player, you'll see High Road, Low Road, where the two boys go on holidays. We'll get that in a second. But how was Christmas for you lot? Do comedians celebrate Christmas? I mean,
no, it's against our religion.
It's against your religion, yeah.
Do comedians celebrate Christmas? Are you confusing comedians with Jewish people?
Jehovah's Witnesses or something?
That's what I thought you were for a second. Yeah.
It was pretty nice. Although you were just detailing your litany of injuries to me before. He's gotten to an age, Dave. He's gotten to an age.
What? Did you have a fall?
I did have a fall.
No.
I went out running the day before Christmas Eve.
Right.
Got to the top of the street and caught my foot on a curb and went over and I've been limping ever since.
There's nothing like there, and it's not the age you're at now, Colin. It's much earlier than that where you change from I fell down
to I've had a fall.
So
it's that thing as well. When you're a kid, you fall 5 times a day,
100%,
and then you don't fall. And you're an adult, you'll fall for a long time unless you're drunk.
Yes,
and then you're floppy and you bounce back up again.
Exactly,
you go,
don't notice.
Goes, hey! But I'm at an age now where if I fall, people go, oh.
But you really wouldn't want the alternative. You wouldn't want to be jogging a man your age and you fall down and everybody goes, hey!
But are you okay? Are you recovering? Is the important thing.
Sorry, and then I got a cold. That everyone has. Everyone has the cold.
Everyone has an element of it, all right.
I went for a run last Monday and that was a stupid idea.
Oh, because you're not fully recovered.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm very sore.
Right. But he is quite fit and he doesn't admit to this.
Yeah.
You're really fit.
Yes.
Yeah. What percentage of... Look how uncomfortable he looks.
Right.
Now he's trying to fight it off. But what percentage were you in when you run a half marathon or something like that? What percentage of the... Top people are you?
20%.
Yeah.
Of a half marathon, you'd be top 20%. Yeah. That's phenomenal, Colin Murphy.
He has a medal on it and it says virtually Kenyan.
Well, he looks it. There's a smack of Kenyan off him. You know what I mean?
I get a bit of Downpatrick and a bit of Nairobi.
Yeah, that's such
a Mombasa. Yeah.
You two are great friends, obviously have been for many years. And when you were asked to do this High Road, Low Road show, it made perfect sense that you boys would go off together. Mm. I don't know. Are we allowed to say, because obviously it's on tonight at 7 o'clock, but are we allowed to say which one of you got the High Road and which one of you got the Low Road?
They're not as precious as they used to be.
Okay, right. Well, first of all, tell everyone where you went.
We went to a place that we did not know how to pronounce when we saw it on the board in the airport. It's a place called Wrocław, which is in Poland.
The way I remembered it was, get your rots off, baby, get your rots off, baby.
Okay, because it looks like Vrakla.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we thought.
That's right. Yeah.
Vrakla, okay.
Yeah. And they allowed us to say that several times to make sure of ourselves.
Of course, with Andrew Maxwell as the voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen the episode.
No,
does he
take the miss?
He may not have allowed you
away
with that.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm getting the message to say, Orty have asked us not to say who gets what.
Genuinely?
Yeah, genuinely. I'm getting the message there now. So, all I'll say is, having seen the episode...
Colin was delighted and Neil wasn't happy.
No, I didn't say that. I was going to say, I think justice was done. That's all I'll say.
What everyone says about the programme is that whoever has the low rent, but it isn't the low rent. It's the
cheaper budget option.
The budget option, that's a good way of putting it, seems to have a much better time.
Right.
Yeah. That's you, not always true.
Yeah, you say that, and then I'll point people towards the Mercedes chauffeur to the 5-star resort, and then you can decide who had a great time and who had a good time.
One person got to their particular hostel, and they still had scaffolding outside the hostel, and people were working on the hostel. One person got to go on a 5-star trip and get a banquet in an aquarium. While the other person got to see the biggest model railway on the second floor of a shopping centre in Poland.
I will say, what I thought was best about that particular scene where one of you got to eat a four-course delightful dinner in an aquarium was that afterwards the other person was ushered into the aquarium after the four-course meal was had to say, yeah, there's a few fish there. Come on, off we go. In and out now. Come on, quick. The place is closed.
That was pretty rough. Here's what you could have won.
Here's what you could have won.
This is fantastic.
One of the things you did while you were in, I'm going to try this, Wroclaw?
Wrocław.
Wrocław. See, I'm never going to get it. Wrocław. Okay. One of the things you did was you hunted gnomes, little bronze gnomes. This was actually a really fun part of the show where much, I would imagine, for the children, when they visit Wrocław, they get given stickers to put on every time you see, because they're dotted throughout the city. There's no kind of logic to these things, am I right?
They're just everywhere. They're kind of brass or bronze gnomes. And I think it started off as some sort of protest against kind of the draconian communism at the time. And they
the
just...
only protesters dressed up as gnomes because they thought, that's a bad look internationally.
Right.
If you the government were seen to be water cannon...
Gnomes. Yeah.
So they all dressed as gnomes. It's genius. Yeah. Why we didn't think of this in the north is unbelievable. Dressed as Smurfs throwing bricks at people.
If you water kind of too many gnomes, they're all sneezy. But they've brilliantly cottoned onto this, and you can get a sticker book, and there's a grumpy one, there's a doctor one, there's a rock and roll one. So there's, and you can collect them, and people are completists. They love to go around and
so guess what?
I was
going to
say
here.
People are completists. He says, not pointing directly at himself, which is what he absolutely should
at
be doing.
At one point they went, you should see how many you can get in half an hour. I didn't even hear the end of the sentence. I was off corralling Japanese tourists.
Yes, Neil Competitive Delamere. Although I will slag you, Neil Delamere, because Neil is, as you undoubtedly have heard, Colin, constantly on every UK quiz show there is.
Yes.
Demonstrating how smart he is. Yeah. He went on Ian Dempsey's podcast, Ian, of course, of Today FM, went on his podcast,
Wheels
a quiz.
Fell off.
He got the same score as me.
Yeah.
Really?
Which was 7 out of 12. Just about average.
Yeah.
I'd say Neil Delamere has proven to be just about average. Yeah. And it made me very happy indeed.
That's every report card I've ever had, Dave.
Except on UK quiz shows, I will say.
Except on one UK quiz show.
No, come on!
Once that I just wrung dry in terms of socials.
That was pointless as well.
I did pointless, and
you won House of Games, you won Celebrity Mastermind, you smashed the Celebrity Chase, you were on QI over Christmas. No one doing his marketing
Ian Dempsey.
My nemesis
is Ian Dempsey and his son, who looks like a younger version, obviously, of Ian Dempsey. It's the same person. So I was slightly put off by that.
Oh, that's your excuse, is it?
It looks so like
not the fact that you didn't know anything about music.
I was about to ask, what was the subject? Your Achilles heel.
But we know this.
Well, we do know this.
I know this, but I was on this radio station, and the producer would have to tell me. I would go, that's... I can't even think of a song.
Yes, of a song.
That's One by U2. And she would have to go, U2 is the band. And One is the song. Because I would go, that's U2.
Well, I'll tell you what, be a DJ right now and look at that screen there in front of you. Can you see the song?
Yeah.
The top, very top there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you start saying now, you say what, and then finish like a DJ.
This is Higher Power on Today FM, Dave Moore, Coldplay.
It's hard to argue in fairness.
That was terrible.
Yeah, well, it was bad. It was bad. Una says, love Neil on the chase. He was brilliant. He was brilliant. In fairness, Colin, we can't.
I know,
away
it was irritating.
Yeah. Paula Cassidy says, we went to Wrocław.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the Christmas markets, and oh my word, it was amazing. We still refuse to pronounce it properly. You boys went in the summertime.
Yeah.
Lovely. Nice weather.
Yeah, May, really sunny, really interesting place as well. So it used to be a man who likes his languages like yourself. It used to be Czech for a couple of hundred years, I think, right. Bohemia, wasn't it, something like that? Then it was, well, since you've been there, so it's a brush up on this, it was Czech for a couple of hundred years, it was German for a couple of hundred years, it was Polish for a couple of hundred years. So it was called Breslau until it was called Wrocław again after the Second World War. And it was destroyed by the Soviets in 45. And the Polish dudes went, will we rebuild it? So it looks like it did last week. Or they went, will we rebuild it? So it looks like what it looked like when it was Polish. And they went, let's rebuild it. So they rebuilt it.
Yeah.
And they rebuilt it in like painstaking detail. And it's like, so those big market squares that you'd see like in Krakow.
Yeah.
It's similar to that.
So the front of the houses look like that, but the back of them are quite modern.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Really well, you'll see it all tonight on RT1, on High Road, Low Road, Neil Delamere and Colin Murphy, and the RTE player as well. Listen, you're both comedians, you're both touring. Achilles Neil, he's been in flogging this left, right, and centre. So Achilles Neil.
Added a new date in Vicar Street.
There you go.
Another one in Every Man in Cork. Please come along.
But not to be outdone by using a name as part of a show in some class of a comedic pun, we have Achilles Neil and we have Murphy Boku.
Exactly.
Ah, that's tremendous.
Yeah,
it is very good.
Colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy. Save that one.
You're of an age. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to.
He's had a fall and now colonoscopy. Last year it was called colonization.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're genuinely good puns. They, you know,
we're not reinventing the Neil is the next one.
Oh,
taking the Neil. Have you not done that one?
Sexual kneeling was somebody suggested once, and I said no. That's just wrong on every level.
Let's stick with the pun that is actually working at the moment. Murphy Boku, you will catch Colin in the Spirit Store in Dundalk on the 14th, Valentine's night.
I know.
Why not?
Exactly. There's plenty of people out there who are married.
There
they
you
need
are.
Fun too.
You need fun,
Colin Murphy and Dundalk.
He'll be in the Roche and Dove, what a venue in Galway on the 20th, the 27th, 28th, 29th, Grand Opera House in Belfast. That's a run and a half right there, my friend. Then we go into April, Green On, Letterkenny on the 4th, TLT in Drogheda on the 6th, Millennium Forum in Derry on the 10th. Lots of Colin Murphy to get your hands on, Murphy Boku. He's always telling people, neildelamere.com/gigs. What's your website, Colin?
That's colinmurphy.com.
There you go. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Right. What a pro.
Me or him?
You.
You mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing at all. Just spoofing around, talking to my mates. Come here. Before I let you go, I like to do the quick fire round with all my guests. Now, Neil, have I done all of them with you? I might. Anyway,
can
I
tell you one thing the other day, by the way? I went and I went for a run as well. Didn't fall. Oh. I know it's coming. Because it was mucky, I had a shower afterwards, which I would do normally.
Sure.
But it was mucky. So you I had to wash my legs in the shower. So there, and I thought then of you in the shower, and now I'll never sleep again.
Yes, everyone tells me that all the time. Recently, I've added the sit down wee to the things that people think about me as well, because I like a sit down wee. I don't know about you, Colin.
Do you?
I love a sit down wee.
Yeah.
In school, and this isn't a recent thing, in school, I was called Sit Down Dave. Because I would sit down.
Is that what people used to shout at you?
Yes. Yeah. Also that. The teachers would say sit down, Dave, the last call. So like a lot of people think of me in lots of different bathroom scenarios.
No.
It makes me very
not
happy.
A sit down wee person.
No, why don't you try it someday?
Okay.
Okay, what are you currently obsessed with?
Ooh, in what way?
Like anything. Like could be a meal, an app, a friend, a dog. What are you currently obsessed with? What are you thinking about? Neil is knowingly pointing at Colin, who's looking and going, what?
It'll be medication. That's what it'll
be.
It's
not going to
be my blood pressure.
My wife bought me, apparently, in very commas. I've got this bed linen, right? And it's linen.
Okay.
Linen, like proper scrunchy.
Right.
Bed linen. And we put it on the bed last night. This morning I'm not getting out of bed.
It's that nice.
It's unbelievable. I'm looking forward to going back home to go to bed.
To go back into bed.
It was snow outside, lovely and warm.
Linen, bed linen.
Yeah, lying there reading a book. Brilliant.
I'm obsessed with the fact that I uncovered yesterday that I was waiting to tell you.
Oh.
Which is, the rain, the kind of cold rain in the Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is made up of?
Are they in like inverted Japanese letters?
Yeah, but it's sushi recipes.
It's not.
Yeah. The designer, his wife had a recipe book, and that's...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, you're right. Who's the most famous person in your phone, Colin Murphy?
I don't know.
Dara.
Probably, Dara.
Dara O'Brien, yeah.
For both of you? Would you outdo Dara O'Brien?
Oh, no, he's going to have somebody else now. So he's gonna, I know who he's got.
Who have you? Who have I got?
I know who you've
got.
Go
on. Look, why has he been through my phone? That's the question. Who have I got?
No, Richard Osman.
Yeah, let's pretend I'm close enough to that man to have his number. I don't even have his agent's number.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I did a
have
show.
You Susie Dent's number?
I've got her number.
There you go. That's impressive.
I've got Rachel Riley's number.
Okay.
Well, actually, she gave me random numbers. She gave me two big numbers. Yes, and apparently I have to put them together to figure out her number.
The other question I like to ask is, think back to when you were about 8 years old.
Yeah.
In school, did you have school dinners? Did you bring a lunchbox to school? If you brought a lunchbox to school, what was in the lunchbox?
Banana sandwiches.
Oh,
nice.
Banana sandwiches.
Still to this day, love banana sandwiches.
What is wrong with you? Our friendship is over.
Never liked a banana sandwich.
So what would you have had in your sandwich?
Slimy, slithery sort of thing.
what would have been in your
school dinners? So,
did you? All right, so what kind of stuff? Can you remember any good
one? Partition is real.
Mince and spuds.
Mince and spuds.
Love the mince and spuds. Yeah, that was the highlight of the week. Yeah. Mince and spuds.
Would you have a vegetable with the mince and spuds?
No.
Like a carrot?
Yeah, a
bit of carrot in it.
Yeah.
God, how the other half lived.
Tell you what.
Well, yeah.
Final question then, as Neil has alluded to, is do you wash your legs in the shower, Colin?
Of course I do. Why would you not wash your legs?
Actively wash your legs.
Yeah.
On a percentage wise, how many people, in your experience, when they answer that question, wash their legs in the shower?
60-40 do.
Yeah.
However, I also believe 60-40 say they do.
Well, okay. The thing is, I have to do it because you have to wash the wee off when you're in the shower.
You're that old that you're incontinent.
Because it's that thing, you know. There are two types of people in the world, the people that say
they don't wee in the shower.
Yeah. And the other people that say that they're a bit to it. Yeah. And
do you know the way you said you sit down? You don't sit down in the shower.
No.
Your wife has ever come into your bathroom and you're just sitting in the shower weeing like you've been traumatised in a James Bond film.
Well, the wife hates it most of all when she's in the shower. And I just walk in.
And there's a loo there and it could have been used.
Neil Delamere and Colin Murphy, you'll catch them tonight. High Road, Low Road on RTE1 and the RTE player
down,
at
Dave.
7 o'clock tonight.
Sit down, Dave.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. Happy New Year.
Dave Moore on Today FM.